Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Trundle Bed Tales. This month we are doing some sort of different episodes. Partly it's going to be a celebration of all the World Book Days, World Read Aloud Days, Reading Month that have been going on, and I wanted to do some reading aloud for that as an episode. And I also have been having some interesting things happen with my mics lately. So I'm trying some different ways to use mics to record episodes, and then I can listen to see how the different mics sound. So today's episode, I'm going to be doing another reading. I'm going to try and keep them around 10 minutes. And what my choice was is Mother West Wind's Children by Thornton W. Burgess. Burgess was a naturalist writer from the turn of the century. This book, which was originally published as a series of short stories in Children's Element, it's from, I think it's 1913, but I'm trying to turn the page so I can see. 1911. This one's from 1911. And we started last time with the first one of these stories, and it was Danny Meadow Mouse Learns Why His Tail is Short. And so we're picking up with the second half of that story, and we'll be finishing it today, and we'll start another story the next time with a different mic, and we'll see how it goes. All right. Now, Danny Meadow Mouse is hearing the story of how his great-great-ever-so-great grandfather lost his tail. And so where we were in the story is this grandfather had just agreed to carry a bag for his cousin, the wharf rat, which was, as you can imagine, a bad idea. As an even worse idea, he lied about what was in the bag. So here we go. No sooner had Mr. Meadow Mouse disappeared in the darkness down the crooked little path than Striped Chipmunk hurried on to his granary. Someone had been there and stolen all his acorns. Then Striped Chipmunk ran to the house of his cousin, Happy Jack Squirrel, and told him how the acorns had been stolen from his granary and how he had met Mr. Meadow Mouse with the bag over his shoulder. And how Mr. Meadow Mouse had said that he was toting home a planting of potatoes he had begged from Jimmy Skunk. And this, said Striped Chipmunk, holding out the fat acorn, is what fell out of the bag. Then Striped Chipmunk and Happy Jack Squirrel hurried over to Jimmy Skunk's house, and just as they had expected, they found that Mr. Meadow Mouse had not begged a planting of potatoes off of Jimmy Skunk. So Striped Chipmunk and Happy Jack Squirrel and Jimmy Skunk hurried over to Mr. Rabbit's and told him all about Mr. Meadow Mouse and the bag of potatoes that dropped acorns. Mr. Rabbit looked very grave indeed. Then Striped Chipmunk and Happy Jack Squirrel and Jimmy Skunk and Mr. Rabbit started to tell Mr. Coon, who was cousin to Old King Bear. On the way, they met Hooty the Owl, and because he could fly softly and quickly, they sent Hooty the Owl to tell all the meadow people who were awake to come to the hollow chestnut tree. So Hooty the Owl flew away to tell all the little meadow people who were awake to meet at the hollow chestnut tree. When they reached the hollow chestnut tree, whom should they find there? But Mr. Meadow Mouse, fast asleep beside the bag he had brought for Mr. Wharf Rat, who had wisely stayed away. Very softly, Striped Chipmunk stole up and opened the bag. Out fell his store of fat acorns. When they waked Mr. Meadow Mouse and marched him off to Old Mother Nature, where they charged him with being a thief. Old Mother Nature listened to all they had to say. She saw the bag of acorns, and she heard how Mr. Meadow Mouse had said he had a planting of potatoes. Then she asked him if he had stolen the acorns. Yes, sir, she asked him right out if he had stolen the acorns. Of course, Mr. Meadow Mouse said that he had not stolen the acorns. Then, where did you get the bag of acorns? Asked Old Mother Nature. When she asked this, Mr. Wharf Rat, who was sitting in the crowd of meadow people, got up and slowly tiptoed away when he thought no one was looking. But Old Mother Nature saw him. You can't fool Old Mother Nature. No, sir, you can't fool Old Mother Nature, and it's of no use to try. Mr. Meadow Mouse didn't know what to say. He knew now that Mr. Wharf Rat must be the thief, but Mr. Wharf Rat was his cousin, and he'd always looked up to him as a very fine gentleman. He couldn't tell the world that Mr. Wharf Rat was a thief, so Mr. Meadow Mouse said nothing. Three times Old Mother Nature asked Mr. Meadow Mouse where he got the bag of acorns, and each time Mr. Meadow Mouse said nothing. Mr. Meadow Mouse, said Old Mother Nature, and her voice was very stern, I know that you did not steal the acorns from Striped Chipmunk. I know you did not even guess that there were stolen acorns in the bag. Everyone else thinks you are the thief who has caused so much trouble in the Green Meadows and in the Green Forest. But I know who the real thief is, and he is stealing away as fast as he can go down the Lone Little Path this very minute. All of the little meadow people and forest folks turned to look down the Lone Little Path. But it was dark, and none could see. None but Hooty the Owl, whose eyes are made to see in the dark. I see him, cried Hooty the Owl. It's Mr. Wharf Rat. Yes, said Old Mother Nature. It's Mr. Wharf Rat. He is the thief, and this shall be his punishment. Hereafter he will be driven out wherever he is found. He shall no longer live in the Green Meadows or the Green Forest. Everyone will turn their backs on him, and he will live on what others throw away. He will live in filth, and there will be no one to say a good word for him. He will become an outcast instead of a fine gentleman. And you, Mr. Meadow Mouse, in order that you may remember always to avoid bad company, and that while it is a splendid thing to be loyal to your friends and not tell tales, it is also a very, very wrong thing to shield those that have done wrong when by doing so you simply help them to keep on doing wrong. You shall no longer have the splendid long tail of which you are so proud, but it shall be short and stubby. Well, even while Old Mother Nature was speaking, Mr. Meadow Mouse felt his tail grow shorter and shorter, and when she had finished, he just had a little mean stub of a tail. Of course he felt terribly, and while Striped Chipmunk hurried to tell him how sorry he felt, and while all the other little meadow people also hurried to tell him how sorry they felt, he could not be comforted. So he slipped away as quickly as he could, and because he was so ashamed, he crept along underneath the long grass so that no one should see his short tail. And ever since that long ago time when the world was young, concluded Grandfather Frog, the Meadow Mouse have had short tails and have always scurried along under the cover of the long grass where no one will see them. And the Wharf Rats have never again lived in the Green Meadows or in the Green Forest, but have lived on filth and garbage around the homes of men, with every man's hand against them. Thank you, Grandfather Frog, said Danny Meadow Mouse very soberly. Now I understand why my tail is short, and I shall not forget. But it isn't your fault at all, Danny Meadow Mouse, cried the Merry Little Breezes, who had been listening, and we love you just as much as if your tail was long. Then they played tag with him all the way up the Lone Little Path to his house, till Danny Meadow Mouse quite forgot that he had wished his tail was long. And that is the end of this story. And next time, with a different mic, we are going to find out why Reddy Fox has no friends. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Trundlebed Tales, and I hope that you will remember to brighten the corner where you are.
Thank you.